Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Juice Box podcast. If this is your first episode, then welcome. My name is Hannah. Nice to meet you. I'm a portrait photographer based in New York City, and this is a show all about helping you connect with yourself better so that you can overcome creative blocks and create the work of your dreams. Today, I have another exciting interview for you all with one of my dear photography friends named Eliza. And I actually met Eliza a couple years ago at this event called ColourPop, where a bunch of photographers who had never met each other before flew out to Utah to do 10 shoots in the span of 2 days with Marina Williams. You might have seen her work if you're a photographer. But Eliza and I stayed in this Airbnb with like 10 other photographers who we had never met before. And I think for both of us, it was this huge creative awakening for both of us. And it's been really amazing to see her grow since then. So a little bit about Eliza. Eliza is an adventure, elopement, and engagement photographer based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And she's also an SEO specialist, which we'll get more into during the episode. But as a general overview, SEO stands for search engine optimization. And it's basically the idea that you can optimize your website and the words on it and the way that it's set up so that it will help people find you on Google when they're searching for certain keywords. So this is really helpful for anyone who's looking to find their ideal clients. And I think it's really interesting that Eliza not only is a photographer, but she also works full-time in SEO, helping other businesses optimize their websites. So that's why I wanted to talk to her today, because she is one of my only photographer friends who is truly balancing what seems to be full-time photography work with a full-time job in addition. And this is something that I've personally really struggled with. If you listen to the podcast before, you know that I also have a full-time job and a photography business and am also trying to, you know, live a life. So that's what we talk about today, and it's a really good conversation. So I'm just going to jump into it and pass it over to Eliza. Hello, everyone. I'm here with Eliza of Eliza G Photography, my queen herself. Eliza, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Awesome. Well, Eliza, I would like for you to start by introducing yourself, and then I would love to fill in the gaps about how we knew each other, but nobody knows you better than you. So let's start by that. Ooh. Where are you located? Cool. You're a photographer. What kind of photography do you do? Ball's in your court.
All right. Hello, my new friends and listeners of Hannah's podcast. I am a photographer based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Woohoo. But I travel like crazy. Like any excuse for me to go somewhere for photography, I'm going. I work remotely, I'm going. I typically, I'm just offering like anything couples, anything with love, I want to photograph it. Elopements, travel engagements, even local weddings, just because I have a soft spot for the little towns around Pittsburgh in my hometown. I'll probably always be doing those small, intimate weddings back home. But what year even is it, Hannah? 2024.
Great question.
I have no idea even. I think I'm starting my fifth year, technically, of official Eliza G photography, which is so insane. I haven't thought about that until literally this moment. So, wow. Okay, I just blew my mind. But that's the little spiel on Eliza G photography.
Perfect. No notes. No notes. I want to add in that we met at ColourPop, which was back in 2021, which was now 3 years ago,
which is crazy.
That's crazy. But yeah, I just like just to give my perspective of you, Eliza, like I have always thought that you are so cool and so talented. And the moment that you walked in to ColourPop, by the way, ColourPop is this event that we went to in 2021 with Marina Williams. She hosted this like portfolio weekend. We went to one of the first weekends. I think it must have been like the second weekend ever. Mm-hmm. And it was just like this portfolio weekend in Utah. I had never really done any creative photography before or really had any like real photography friends. And so
I did not either.
Yeah, same. And so we all like people who were all admitted to this weekend, we were like, okay, let's just get a huge Airbnb together.
And Eliza was like one of the, I want to call you like the mom of the group. You like drove us around. You helped us like book everything. We showed up and you were wearing this like amazing outfit. And I'm like, okay, so she slays. Like she absolutely slays. And I remember too, like fast forward to the first day at ColourPop, we were going around and talking about our businesses and ourselves. And I think you and I were one of the only people there who had 9-to-5s that we didn't intend on leaving for photography at some point.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I wanted to have you on to talk about today, because I feel like it's such a unique experience to have like a 9-to-5 corporate or whatever else job in addition to having a creative business. I know like I personally have struggled with it a lot, but I have always admired you because you really are kind of running like a full-time photography creative business while also having a full-time job. And I will never forget, we had like this picnic when we first got to ColourPop and you were like, I am this SEO specialist at this firm and I have no intention of leaving my job and I love it and I will still be doing photography. And I said, oh my God, like you can do that? I always just assumed I had to be working towards leaving my 9-to-5 in order to pursue photography.
Right.
But I feel like you've always been so firm in doing both. And that's what I really admire about you. So all of that is to say, I would love to know more about like just the balance that you have in your life doing creative stuff and also doing things that might not be so creative and kind of using both sides of your brain. It seems like you enjoy it, but it seems like very intense at times.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure. So I would love to just start by asking, like, what is your full-time job? I know you've had a couple since I've known you, but however much you want to disclose about your current 9-to-5, I don't know if they care about you where you work, but just like the field that you're in addition to photography.
Yeah. So I have been working in search engine optimization since I graduated college, basically, like the end of 2019. Right now, I'm doing search engine optimization for the lovely Mortgage Mark. He is an icon, an absolute icon. Shout out. But prior to that, I had been working at agencies, still doing search engine optimization, SEO. Everyone is SEO, so I'm just going to reference it as that from now on. But when I was working at agencies, I was working in every industry ever. Like crazy, crazy spread out. I can't even describe to you the weird companies that I've worked for. But now I'm just working for Mortgage Mark, and I'm just surrounded by mortgage information, things I don't understand. I rent a home. I do not own a home. I'm 26 and I should probably know more. And I'm learning now that I'm forced to be in the industry, forced as if I'm not so happy I work for him. It's very fun. He makes it easy for me to have the best of both worlds. Hannah Montana.
Yeah. No, literally. That's how I feel every day. I'm like, okay, let me go into my work brain. Let me go into my photography brain. Let's just flip that forever.
Let's put on the wig.
Put on the wig. I love that. I would love to know more about how he lets you kind of have the best of both worlds. Because I feel like many, many bosses are just like people, they kind of want to own all of you when you have a full-time job. Like when you have a full-time job, I feel like a lot of companies or even just like entrepreneurs, if they hire someone, they're like, I don't want you to have this other thing on the side. And I think it's actually kind of rare to find somebody who encourages that. So does he encourage that? If so, how does he do that?
Yeah, so he absolutely encourages all of it. He is a side hustle man himself. So if there's another person that he can like talk about those things with or encourage or inspire, he's going to do it. Even with some of the work that I do for him, I've been working on a little bit of the social media posting for Mortgage Mark. And with that, I can really just be as wacky as I want, as creative as I want. He's just the kind of boss that is down for anything. He trusts his people. And it's so rare. He's a loan officer. Why is he this fun? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So I really, it's so rare. I know I said it, you said it. It's rare to find a company, a boss, anything like that, that is so supportive of you reaching your goals and dreams. As long as I communicate these things to him, he's happy and He wants the best for whatever I'm doing.
That is amazing. I feel like, I don't know, I love your kind of trajectory. Like, you have a lot of SEO experience that I feel like directly informs your photography business too. Like, I'm sure that helps you a lot in photography. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you have resources for other photographers, and when it comes to SEO, if you want to shout those out, feel free. But I would just love to know if you feel like having a 9-to-5 or like your full-time job helps you in your business more so. Like, what kind of things have you learned in your full-time job that you feel like you can apply to your business, make you a better business owner?
I think so much. And I think that's part of the reason why I don't think I'll ever leave, because I love the stability of gaining knowledge, not even just like the stability of having a regular job. Just my entire experience in SEO has helped me in every single aspect. And I feel like in the long run, I'm going to be setting myself up for success. It feels really weird to say, because I'm not typically like this passionate and confident about pieces of my business, just because I feel like since it is not my only job, I feel like I'm not heavily into the business aspect compared to my other friends who are completely full-time. So they have that advantage. And then I'm having the advantage of being able to work on my own website, being able to advise some of my other photography friends who have questions about blogs, like keyword research, internal linking, Google Analytics, just like all of these things that I'm so used to hearing about and working with every single day. It's really easy and just like so much fun for me to share that with photographers in addition to doing it myself. And I think I'm way too quiet about it. I'm way too quiet about like having this knowledge and wanting to share it with people. And like you mentioned, I do have some resources on my Instagram and on my website. And that's something that I've been working on, but because of how busy I am with my 9-to-5, have not yet launched any other education, but I really want to. Oh my gosh, Hannah, I want to so bad. I love SEO. And because I've had all of this experience at previous agencies and even now with Mar, like I have the proof for it too. So what am I doing? There's just so many little things that everyone can be doing to like boost their own SEO on their website or even just on their social media. And I just want everybody to do it so everyone can just find their perfect client. Everyone's happy.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm obsessed with your website. I think I remember seeing that you like revamped your website, and I went and I looked at it and I was like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, it looks so good.
You're so nice.
And I know.
Thank you.
And I know, like, every time I talk to you, both of us are like, I really need to be doing this in my business, but I have a 9-to-5. So like, it always comes last. And I feel like the thing, like, kind of to sum up what you were saying, I feel like the thing about it is you just have to be okay with the slow progress of building your business. And I feel like that is what building a business is. There's always more that you could be doing and you just have to make slow progress. But when you're balancing it with another completely different job, sure, like, it helps you make the right moves in your business because obviously you're like informed about SEO, you know how to make a website. But yeah, it's just like finding the time. It really is kind of like slotting in a day here and there to work on it. So yeah, I totally get that. And also, you're doing great. I love, love, love all that you had to say about like SEO for photographers. Cause I do think when you have a full-time job, no matter what it is, I feel like you can always find like an interesting intersection between whatever your creative business is and whatever your full-time job is. And I feel I think it kind of like opens up new opportunities when you have this other field of knowledge that might not be 100% creative. So I think that's really cool. I also wanted to ask if you feel like your 9-to-5 affects your creativity at all. Because I know like SEO isn't necessarily, I wouldn't call it like a super creative field. I know you can get creative with it and you can apply it to creative things. But when I think about SEO inherently, I don't think like, that's like art, you know? You could maybe in that, but I'm wondering if that either hurts or helps your creativity, because it's not like you have a 9-to-5 creative job that's like exhausting your creativity, but also I don't know if it like takes energy in other ways that makes it hard to create sometimes.
Right.
That's a very good question.
Oh, I feel like recently, actually, it has been affecting my creativity. Actually, it's been affecting everything. I mean, life, obviously, but with a 9-to-5, there's just certain time periods where you're busier. You have to work more than, you know, the usual 40 hours. Usually during those time periods, at the end of the day, I don't want to look at my phone. I don't want to look at my camera. I don't want to look at my laptop. I'm burnt out on screens and I'm burnt out on conversing with anybody. I don't want to say that, but there's just those days where I just shut down and I, you know, just will lay in bed, or I'm sitting on the couch, just sitting outside thinking I should be editing. I should be doing this. You know, I should create a mood board. Oh, I need to reach out to this person. Maybe we can, you know, do this shoot. I just get burnt out. But when I'm not experiencing one of those periods at work, it kind of helps to guide me. I'm a very scattered person when it comes to ideas and things I'm interested in, things I want to try, places I want to go. It's just all over the place. And it kind of helps me piece my thoughts and ideas together in a way that I know people could be searching for it, if that makes sense. Because like fun little things I'm going to pursue, I'm going to try out this concept, I'm going to do this. But I also have to keep my business in mind and try to think in a way of, what does somebody need from me? Like, what's the solution I can offer to people? And hopefully that's travel, elopement photographer, but that comes in time. But yeah.
Nice. That's a great answer. I mean, yes, it's like, it's both. There's times when like your 9-to-5 is completely taking all of your energy, regardless of creativity. Mm-hmm. And there's times when like, like sometimes it can open up opportunities to be creative because you've been in SEO world for so long. And then maybe you have time to be creative later. I guess kind of as a follow-up to that, I am curious about like, and like, we don't have to talk about finances as much as like very explicitly, but I think just like as an overarching, not having to rely on your art completely for your income, I'm curious if that kind of like opens up more creative space for you, like not having to take on every single project that you get an inquiry for example, getting to do more personal work or experiment more. Do you feel like a 9-to-5 has allowed you to do that more?
Actually, immediately after college, I had 2 days working in an office before COVID really hit and everything shut down. And then I just went to a full-time job, remote, moved home, and I just felt so disconnected, not just from the world like everybody else, but from the company I was at, because they had been working in the office together for years and years and years. And they just had a great relationship with each other. And it was really hard for me to get into that. So like all of my extra time, all of my lunch breaks, everything was going to my photography business, because I thought, I'm going to stay here for a year, save up some money. And then I have to go full-time photography. That's what you do. You start part-time, you struggle, and then you go full time, and then you're off to the races. And by the end of that year, I was like, okay, I'm kind of starting to get interested in SEO a little bit more, because I was doing a little bit at that agency, but I also had about 7 other hats to wear. So I didn't really get to focus on it. And the end of the year came and I was like, oh, I'm really pushing hard with photography. I'm making TikToks all the time. I'm posting like crazy. I'm offering all these things. I'm like taking every single shoot possible. Like, let's go. I'm on a roll. And then I interviewed for a job at my last agency. And that last agency is one of the top SEO agencies in the whole world. And I was obsessed. And I was not taking as many shoots on. I was not making TikToks anymore. I was just like full force in love with this new job and like really trying, just like really trying so hard to learn. And then I just kind of lost that momentum again. I feel like everything really just comes and goes in waves for me. And it's taken almost 5 years to get comfortable with that. But like recognizing that has helped.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I totally resonate with that of just like really wanting it as a side hustle, but then also like wanting it as a creative outlet too, in addition to that. But like business versus creative versus like other job, it can be hard.
Yeah.
I am curious, like before you started your photography business, like for money, did you just do it as a hobby before that?
Yeah. My mom actually got me my first DSLR when I was in like ninth grade. And I took a photography class back home, which is surprising because the town is so small. I didn't know anyone did anything like that. And I wasn't really into it. It was a lot of older people. And I was a ninth grader. I didn't want to do anything. And it was just like a hobby, taking like pictures of weird creative concepts that I thought were so cool. And I'm so glad I can't find those photos. And just seeing your, photos and, you know, oh, can you like take this photo of me and my family? You know, like those little things. But it was just for fun forever until like 2019. And then I was like, huh, people do this for money. That was interesting. That would be so fun.
Incredible. Well, I was going to, I guess that was just like a way of me asking, like, do you still do photography for fun, even though it's a business for you now? Or is it kind of hard to make time for fun photography or just other art in general?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot harder having my 9-to-5. I just get into the motion of I need to do this for my business. I need to do this for my business. Okay, we're done. Like, it's time to shut off the brain and go to bed or just hang out. But recently, I've been trying to prioritize exercising that creativity muscle a little bit, or at least trying something new. I took self-portraits for the second time a couple of days ago, and that was totally out of my comfort zone. Oh, wait, I'm a total liar. I did it for the third time. See, I'm trying. I really am trying. So we're adjusting. We're rolling with the punches. We're exercising that creative muscle, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even I think it's also interesting because like it's not like we can do like with a 9-to-5 with a business. It's hard to have a ton of time for fun, creative things. But I feel like every time that you do it, like you get a lot out of it. Like even like ColourPop, just us going to ColourPop, even though that's only like one weekend out of your year, it was still an investment. It was still taking that weekend to go and work on your art and make whatever else you want. I feel like no matter how often you do it, the fact that you're doing it at all is beneficial. Well, cool. So my other question is kind of just like time management, which is something that I'm not very good at. And I'm curious if you have any like strategies for maintaining at least a little bit of work-life balance when you have a business and a full-time job. I see you in, where did you go? To Mexico for like an elopement, or did I make that up?
Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah.
So cool.
Well, I want to hear about that, but I also am just like, how do you do that alongside having a full-time job? Like, how do you have the time? Where is the time? Great question.
Where is the time? That's the question. Where is the time? So I am very, very lucky that I can work remotely and I just don't take off work, which is not always a good idea. It usually is a bad idea. However, I've gotten so good at working anywhere at any point in time under any condition. I feel crazy lucky because I know that's not how every 9-to-5 is for people who are also doing photography, but I just really take advantage of that. I mean, I still work the same hours. I'm still motivated and focused somehow. I think because I'm not in the comfort of my own home, I'm like, I have to get stuff done. When I'm here, it is quite the challenge, though. That's a different story.
I get that. Well, yeah, like, but the fact that you're able to, I don't know, do an elopement or or a wedding, like in another country, mm-hmm. and you're able to do that while still working, I think that is, that's like the testament to remote work. But it's also like, as much as you want to downplay it, like that is good time management skills. Like when it comes down to it, you are, yes. you are balancing them. You are doing the thing, even though it might be hard in the process, like you are successfully doing yeah. both, and that's awesome.
Yeah. I think I beat myself up a lot and I put way too much pressure and judgment on myself. And I have never even thought of it in that way. To be completely honest with you, I've never thought like, oh, I went on a trip to Hawaii with my cousins. And I didn't take off any work. I would get up at like 4:30 in the morning, do my job. And then throughout the day, you know, at the beach, take a, you know, meeting call, that kind of thing. I've never seen it in the way of like time management, but that's exactly. See, I beat myself up. I do not give myself credit for much.
Well, I think, I mean, I want to just make an overarching point though about like when you have both a full-time job and a business and I don't know, like a personal life, like when you also want to be a person outside of yeah. those two things, like it's hard to compare yourself to people who are doing that thing full-time. Like when I compare myself to people mm-hmm. who have a 9-to-5 and they put all of their eggs in that basket, or I look at other like photographers who are full-time and I compare myself to them, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm not there. And I think there's like a hard intersection that you just have to kind of like change your expectations for yourself or change your standards a little bit and say, I am doing my intersection of both really well. It's obviously not mm-hmm. going to be the equivalent of somebody who is doing photography 100% of the time. But I think there's like a place for everyone. And even though it's kind of hard to like embrace both at the same time, and like hold both and say this is good enough for me, because we're always comparing ourselves, I do feel like there's like an in-between of like looking at yourself holistically and saying, I am doing two of these things very well. So yeah, it's just, yeah. it's hard when, I don't know, we live in a world where it's like, you just got to pick one thing. It's like, well, why? Like yeah. for what? For what reason?
Simply, my brain cannot do that.
Right, like I get bored. Oh. I need to have my 9-to-5 so that I can like have something not as creative to do, so that I can come back to my creativity and have like a new perspective on it. Or like my yeah. job's in marketing. It's the same thing. It's like I learn so much more about running a business from my marketing job than I would just doing photography and having that be my one thing. So I don't know. I definitely think you should give yourself some more grace just because you are doing your thing. I'm
currently giving myself a pat on the back. You heard it here first, folks.
That was so cute. okay. I guess like that does bring me to kind of the end, but I do want to know, just from your perspective, what your advice would be to other people in your position, in my position. What just kind of like parting words would you have for somebody who is comparing themselves to somebody else who has like who's doing just one thing and they're comparing it while doing both, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, this might be the most general advice anyone has ever heard, but
let's hear it.
All of the cheesy sayings are true. Just if you really do take a step back and think about all the things people tell you to do, it's so cheesy, like everything happens for a reason, or you only live once. You know, everything that's
YOLO.
YOLO, baby. Like, if you really think about these things, like, they're true. I used to be so stressed, anxious, worried about everything all the time. It was exhausting for myself and it was exhausting for my friends. But if you just have to be patient with yourself, that you just have to be patient. And know that you are on your own path and everything is going to work out the way it's supposed to. And I know when you're in a very crappy place, those words mean nothing, because I've also been there and I've heard those things and I've rolled my eyes and said, that is the least helpful thing I've ever heard in my life. Nice try. But then when I, you know, get through that crappy part and really think about it, I'm like, this is fine. This is my unique situation, my unique life, and my unique way of moving forward and progressing, especially with a 9-to-5 and photography. Like, I am progressing the way that I am meant to progress. I'm still working hard. I'm going to work harder at times, and I'm going to work a lot less harder at times, and that's okay. It just depends on the season of life that I'm in, and that's just how it's going to be. Just have to go with the flow and know that it is going to be okay.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I feel like thinking about you, or like anybody else who has a creative business plus a 9-to-5, it's like anybody can just be an SEO specialist. Anyone can be a full-time photographer. But there's so few people in this world mm-hmm. who are photographers and SEO specialists. And I feel like that intersection is so yes. very unique. And I think you're really unique. I think you're awesome.
I think you're awesome. Are you kidding me?
Thank you, Queen. I guess that brings us to the
this
end
is
of
the
my
point where we all compliment each other.
This is the point where I'm like, you're amazing. When are you moving to New York so we can hang out more?
I love you. I'm moving immediately. I do want to move to New York so bad.
I'm going to pressure you on the podcast right now. Move to New York.
Darn. I'm going to have houses everywhere. I need one in Seattle, New York, and LA. Who wants to hire me, baby?
You know who can help with that? Mortgage Mark.
Mortgage Mark can help.
In conclusion, this podcast episode is not sponsored by Mortgage Mark unless.
Unless the marketing girl right here should bring it up.
LOL. Well, cool. I suppose that's all I have. Is there anything, are there any parting words you have? Is there any part of your experience creatively, professionally that I just didn't spend enough time on? What you got for me?
Oh. I think you covered everything. I just want to say thank you. And this was so fun and so cool. And you're so cool. And I'm so proud of you. And I love this podcast. I love everything you're doing. I'm just so happy that you're happy, or at least you seem so happy.
Aw, thank you so my queen. Thank you so much. I feel the same about you. I think you are so cool. I've thought that since ColourPop. By the way, when are we doing that again? When are we crashing ColourPop again? Because that was so very fun.
I would love to do that. And we have to get matching tattoos.
Yes.
I was so intimidated by you. Oh, my goodness. So Oh, my gosh. When I walked in, I was just walking through the house. I see you with Sammy. I'm like, he's too cool and I'm scared.
Girl. That is so silly. You're like the tall model who like walked in like a cool outfit. You're like, ooh, look at me. I'm basically a model. You showed up to our photo shoots like dressed like a model. And I was like, wow, how do you do both? People were taking pictures of you like between photo shoots. Yeah. No, it was a slay. I would love
Which
to do that.
Which is so again. Funny because that is just not me. There's a reason I'm behind the camera. That's where I'm comfortable.
Well, you killed it both times. Also, I need to see your self-portraits.
I will send you one.
Yes, please send those to me. I think I am going to end the recording here. Okay.
Okay, yes.
Awesome. Goodbye, well, I love you, Eliza. Thank you so much for joining.
I love you, too.
I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing. You are doing great, no matter how stressful things can be. Like, you are doing amazing. Everybody who knows and loves you thinks you're amazing, including myself. So, okay, I'm going to sign off. I have to get back to my 9-to-5, LOL. This is so silly.
Yeah, it's me too.
Yeah. But thank you so much. I love you so very much.
I love you so very much.
I'll talk to you later. Okay. All right, that's all from me. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Creative Juice Box podcast. If you want to connect with Eliza, I will have all of her links in the show notes. Her website is elizagreenewalt.com and her Instagram is @ElizaGphotography. And as always, if there's someone you want to hear on the podcast, you can always DM me @createajuicebox.pod on Instagram or at my main photography account, which is @HannahHollandPhoto. All right, that's all from me. Go create something today, get a juice box if you want, and I will see you in the next episode.